produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of His Royal Daughter. Today, I want to talk about this month. It's Breast Cancer Survivor Awareness Month and Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I would like to say to all the conquerors and survivors out there that you are doing a fantastic, fantabulous job of being you, being who you are, standing in your truth, and doing what you need to do. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, a form of domestic violence that that goes unseen. I'll say that. Yeah, that goes unseen. And it's verbal abuse or coercive control, and which is a form of coercive control. And it can come up in many ways. It can look like isolation, micromanagement, sexual abuse, threats, and punishment, you know. So, and in that, because you're taken out of your, I wouldn't say taken out of your element, but you're silenced because one person has control over the other. One person tries to be in control over the other, and control their every move, their every step. And slowly you find yourself drifting away from family and friends. You used to think in the beginning, in the beginning of any types of relationship, we think that, oh, this is cool, and this is romantic, and he or she is doing great things for me right now, you know. But at some point, it turns into they're wanting to know where your every move is. They're calling you every second, or they're controlling you by your phone, tracking you. They want to know what's going on. And it becomes a little too much. And we become afraid. And we don't want to make any waves, in the relationship. So again, like I said, we silence ourselves. He or she may do this, and our self-esteem, you know, plummets where we once thought, you know, I can do this, I'm good. When that controller gets in your life and starts verbally abusing you or coercive control, you tend to think that, okay, this is all it is and this is all it will be. You start to develop new anxieties and even panic, or you may have some social phobia. You know, you start to not want to go other places because either you think or are afraid that someone will find out, or someone will start asking questions because they haven't seen you in a long time. And so they don't know what's going on, and they are interested in finding out what's going on with you. And so, you know, we tend to stay to ourselves, and we don't want to go out and mingle, and you know, not just fear of someone else finding out, you know, fear of that person who's controlling us finding out that, you know, someone is asking questions about what's going on. And so, you know, that puts us on pins and needles, you know. And we want to do everything that we can to keep our partner calm. And we don't want to go and escalate to anything else. You know, they seem like, you know, like I said, they want to be there for you. And that's nice in the beginning, but it becomes a bit much. And they want to control everything. And we don't have to allow that. We can move on from that. And there are steps to that. But let me say right here that the national domestic violence number hotline is 1-800-799-7233. And if you know anyone that is being harmed or is in a domestic violence situation, please call. And again, that number is 1-800-799-7233. And I would also like to say here, I am an independent damsel pro with Damsel in Defense, and we carry non-lethal safety protection tools. And so you may want to check out my website. It is www.damselindefense.org/2save her. www.damselindefense.org/2save her. And you can check out my website, and there may be some interesting tools there for you to see. My other subject today that I would like to talk about is sacrifice. We all have to make sacrifices. We sometimes make sacrifices and are not even aware that we're making the sacrifice. Sacrifice is not beholden to one's own self. It's about giving. And we do this all the time. And we may not look at it as a sacrifice, but it really is. I would say some sacrifices that we make in our lives is ones that we totally recognize. Like when we have a child, we are willing to move heaven and earth for that child. And we're there for them. And we look at that as, you know, we may have given up the thing that we wanted to do and decided that, oh, you know, the best thing for me to do right now is to be a mom. And we do that. And, you know, sometimes we look at what we do from day to day is not really making a sacrifice. But I mean, the ultimate sacrifice, as we all know, is the one that God made for us. You know, He allows us to wake up every morning and start fresh anew. You know, so yes, He made that ultimate sacrifice. You know, we can hear the birds chirping. Every day may not look like our best day, but every day is a good day. I feel like, you know, we take sacrifices for granted and are just not and are just not realizing just how much we do them. It's like, you know, we see everything that everybody else does, and then when it comes to seeing what we do, we downplay it. But I know, in looking back in my life, over my life, there have been times that I've made the sacrifice and didn't realize it was a sacrifice. So, for instance, I'll say, like, you know, those times when you're willing to acquiesce to something just so that, you know, a friend or family member is happy, is okay. That's making a sacrifice. Now, when it becomes that you're doing this all the time, that becomes a little bit controlling. But we make little sacrifices each day. And we would be amazed at how many of them, again, we make. You know, we always want to put our best foot forward. But I did want to give you, you know, the definition, and I might have given you this earlier, but, you know, sacrifice is a noun, and it's the act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else, regarded as more important or worthy. And the key here is the act of giving up something. Not giving in to something, but the act of giving up something. Because there's something that we feel is of importance to us, or it's something that, you know, the good outweighs the bad, so to speak, and we can see ourselves making that sacrifice. So we make sacrifices every day, and I just want you all to know that, you know, there's nothing wrong with making the sacrifice. You know, sometimes, again, like I said, we don't think much of it, but I feel like I can promise you that we all do it in our day-to-day life every day. And sometimes I feel like we have to be grateful for the sacrifice, because one, if God didn't make his ultimate sacrifice, we wouldn't be able to make the sacrifice daily. And it helps us to determine what is important to us. I just want to share that with you today, and I hope that reaches some.
Power, power, your spirit.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.